Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you achieve double time progress? How do you make your dreams come true faster? How do you make your goals happen faster? Too many great people fail to reach their full potential because they got discouraged and they didn't show up the next day. Part of achieving double is decreasing the frequency in which discouragement kills the next day. Part of achieving double, getting double time progress, is realizing how much you lose when you get discouraged. You have to learn to identify the time when you, I feel discouraged. And instead of going to grab food when you feel discouraged, or instead of going to watch social media, instead of doing something like that, no, you're gonna go, okay, I feel discouraged. Let me honor that. I feel discouraged because I really want to achieve, I really want to give, I really want to serve, I really want to be a person of excellence. But you know what? I compared myself. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. In other words, instead of using discouragement as a reason to go, like, not be your best or eat food or browse, analyze it a little bit. Go, where's this coming from? Oh, you know, it's coming from a positive intent. Your discouragement is coming from the positive intent that you want to be better and give better and succeed. So then ask, what's the next right action of integrity for me? What's something I could do right now to just move forward a little bit? And I think that's really important. And what I'd love for you to do is first go ahead and write down as fast as you can in your journal, what are some of the reasons you've achieved how much you already have? Like, what's some of the things that you do that does keep you on track? What's some of the things you do that you can celebrate, honor, recognize as a strength, recognize as something that is working for you? Please write it down in your journal, because here's the thing, to achieve double what you're doing, when you can stay more disciplined to what works, obviously that's going to move the needle. But I'd love for you to be thinking about your own craft, your own ability to get things done. And I think that's incredibly powerful for you, okay? So write down what does work, what works for you in your journal already. Why have you progressed as much as you have? What's been working? Like, I'll give you an example for me. What's been working for me, I fill out my high performance planner every single morning. What's working for me is I'm making sure I work out 5 times a week. What works for me is that I deeply desire to contribute, and I remind myself of that every single day, which fires me up, which gets me going. And it's that type of thing that really, like, connects me with the day. What connects me with the day, what helps me go, is I get up every 50 minutes, I stretch, if you guys don't know, then I bounce in place, I take 10 deep breaths, I reactivate myself, I sit myself down and go, what's most important for the rest of the day? I go at it. What's working for me is I play music in the background when I'm working. What's working for me when I feel distracted, I close all my browsers, I put on my Bose noise-canceling headphones, and I just crank. What's working for me is I say no to things that I know are real distractions and won't move my career forward. What's working for me is that I ask for help and I delegate. What's working for me is I touch base with my wife and I say, this is how this week is going to go. This is where I might struggle or need some help. Where's yours? What do you need to do? I feel like I have a comrade in this journey, a person who supports and cheers me on. So what works for you? Checking in the morning, working out, working on a planner, all of these things. Just be aware of what's already working for you. Because if you double down on what is working for you, if you double down on what's working for you, the odds are you'll double your progress. My encouragement as I teach you this today is to do a gut check. Are you progressing fast enough in your personal development, your career, financially, emotionally, for your family? You know, I always like to anchor what we're doing is what's important.
The reason I care about you progressing faster is because I know you have people you serve. I know you got a family counting on you. I know you got a team who's counting on you. I know, whether you know it or not, there's people in the world awaiting your influence, and they need to see it. They need to see you show up as your best. You don't know it, but you're a role model. I just know these things. And if you can just connect with, why is it important that you get back on your A game right now? But it's important that everybody's on their A game. We have a world in turmoil right now. If we ever needed you, we need you now. If you ever thought about showing up as your best, being a role model, achieving more, building your business, making a difference in the world, get at it right now. If you ever want to be a great parent, your kids need you now. If you ever want to be a great leader, the team's already been looking around the last 6 months. Where are you at? Like, it's a challenge. I get it. It's hard. But we need you now.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health, that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
I need you to level up your role. I need you to level up your role. Now, what do I mean by this? If you've been training with me for any amount of time, you understand what I talk about in psychology a lot about your identity. And one of the reasons that we don't achieve more in our life is that our identity does not match the mission in which we are charging for. So a lot of people say, oh, Brendan, you know, I want to be a billionaire, right? Y'all remember when people used to say, I'd sure like to make a great living, or I'd sure love to be the wealthiest person in town, or I'd sure love to be a millionaire. But now everyone wants to be a billionaire and a trillionaire. Okay, great. Good for you. But what people say, I want to be a billionaire, Brendan. But when they get up and they start getting dressed and they start thinking through the day, and then they get lost in social media, and then they get on their email, that identity is not matching up to the mission required. Let me give you an example. Maybe you're somebody who, you own your own business, okay? You own your own business, and you're somebody who goes, okay, I own my own business. I guess I better go to work today, but you know, I love my freedom and everything. You know, I'm just a creator, and you know, I'm just doing enough to get by. And your identity, your real identity, is somebody who has some freedom, somebody who enjoys their passions, has their business. But the way that you are showing up to work each day is revealing what the role it is you feel like you play. The way that you show up each day is revealing what role it is that you think that you play. Let me give you a very tangible example. I remember when I worked in corporate America, some of you guys know, when I finished college, whatever it is, 20 years ago or whatever, I took a corporate job, and it was a good corporate job. And I worked for a major consulting company called Accenture. And I did leadership development and change management with them, and good job. And though I had a lot of people that I worked with there who would often show up, and you could just kind of, some of them you could tell that they were there to get a paycheck, to punch the clock, to show up, And I'd hear the conversation. Sometimes their conversations almost sounded like this. Well, you know, just trying to survive. Just trying to get by. You know, just trying to be a good provider. And their work effort each day would reveal that their role was a role of just a survivor. Just a role of somebody trying to get by. Just a role of somebody who hopes to do good. But that is not sufficient if you decide in your life that you want to double down on your progress. If you want to achieve more, you need to level up that role. You can't go to work and go, I guess I own my business. You know, go boom. No, I am the CEO. Today, I'm a warrior. I'm showing up. I'm battle cry ready today. My role is to be an extraordinary provider for my family, an unbelievable leader for my community. It is my role, my job, my dream. It is my role to lead this industry, lead this business, lead this team. And you anchor in, you touch point in with that role that fires you up. If you want to be a great mom, then don't say, well, gosh, I'm a mom and it's so hard and so exhausting. Yes, it's so hard and so exhausting for everybody. But some say, I'm going to be an exceptional and extraordinary caregiver. I'm going to be an amazing parent. I'm going to be an extraordinary leader. You've got to take your role and stop saying, well, I guess I'll just get by. The number one challenge I see in small business owners all the time is a small business owner who never stepped into the role of CEO. They never said, it's on me. It's on my shoulders. I lead this thing. You are the general of your life. Have you been living that way? You are the dictator. You are the captain. You are the sole provider. You are the masterful creator of this life of yours outside of God. You are in charge. Have you been showing up that way? Have you been showing up as a person who is living the ideals of the role you want to play in life? Like me, I want to be the role model for a lot of people. What does that mean? Well, as a role model, I know my role is to show up enthusiastic, prepared, excellent, ready to serve, caring, thoughtful, giving. Let's go. That role I challenge. Sometimes I walk in, I'm like, you know, I'm not showing up as Brendon Burchard right now. I'd better show up a little bit better. You know, are you showing up as the absolute best of yourself? If not, what's happening is your role, your identity in life is you're playing that role of the backseat driver. You know, your role is as the person going along to get along. And you got to level up that role to warrior, to leader, to general, to captain, to the person who is going to lead the troops and take your family to your ultimate destiny. You're the person no longer marching behind everybody else's flag or banner, and you pull up your own banner, your mission, and you're waving that flag and you're marching forward. Let's go, guys! That leveling up of role puts you in a very different place. Y'all follow me? It puts you in a different place. If you don't start with your identity, we can give you all the tactics. I can hand everybody here a high-performance planner. But if we don't work backwards from your identity, who do you want to be? What's the role you want to play in life? Man, I want to be a great leader. If you want to be a great leader, you show up to work each day differently. So this levels up the expectation that you have on yourself, and most people are terrified of that. They already feel like, gosh, I'm barely succeeding in the roles I play. I barely succeed as mom or dad. I barely succeed as leader. I barely succeed as this. But what you didn't realize is you downgraded your expectations for the role you can play in life. You downgraded your expectations for the role you can play in life. When in truth, you could play an extraordinary role. You could be a role model for literally generations of your family's name based on how you start showing up. As a mom, as a dad, caregiver, leader, business owner, influencer. But you have to really accept that. You got to step into this now, guys. It's time for you to really, I mean, like maybe put your hand on your heart and recognize like, wow, I got to own this life right now. I got to level up that role. See, if you want to be the millionaire, you can't keep viewing yourself as the person who just makes 50 grand. And I know this, and I don't say that rudely. Like, I remembered I was struggling with money for a long time because I never had any money growing up. You know, I didn't understand. I viewed myself as that small kid from that small town in Montana. I couldn't see a bigger vision for myself and myself playing a bigger role. So I had to start envisioning it, thinking about it, and dreaming about it. And so we got to start with your role. We need to make sure, first, whatever roles you identify yourself with, you decide to be a great one. You know, it's that old saying, whatever you are in life, be a great one. You're a janitor, be a phenomenal janitor. You're a person who's the caregiver in your family, be the best. Have that will and that desire. You deserve it. I mean, maybe just put your hand in your heart. You deserve this. You deserve it. Like, you got it. You deserve a bigger vision for who you are and the roles you can play in life. And once you accept that, you're like, wow, your behavior changes when it gets time to get to work or to give or to care or to contribute. And people always say, well, Brendan, how is it you show up and you get so much done? I'm like, I expect that of myself because I can see my role in this industry. I can see my role and how I want to serve other people. It's important to me. And I know it's important to you guys too. So please just consider for a moment. Just consider for a moment the power that could happen in your lives if you really kind of just connected with this for a minute. If you just leveled up this role, you know, take 100% responsibility for your life, recognize where you are, which roles you're playing, and where you're not playing your best, and let's get you back in the game, okay? So easy one, level up your role. How do you do it? Got it, Brendan, got it. Maybe what you do is you write down your role each day. Maybe each day you sit and you visualize yourself leading, speaking, caring. Maybe you imagine yourself as a more confident person. Maybe you imagine yourself as a better leader. Maybe you do the hard work of sitting down, writing all your roles down. I'm a mom. I'm a leader. I'm a contributor to this team. I'm in this community. How am I doing? And being honest with it. I hope that helps you guys because I appreciate you and I believe so much that your role here, I know you guys kind of get this, but the amount of work that you do in your personal development is not normal. You know, and I say that with so much respect. I love how much work you do in your personal development. And don't you wish everybody did as much personal development as you're doing right here, that you're dedicating yourself to today? Don't you wish everybody else did that? But they don't. That's why your role is so critical. As you are developing yourself faster, you can contribute more. And so I honor you, each of you, for being here right now.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group,
really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.